to you.
Tiffany.
Wow.
Full names in a day.
Okay, that is a little weird. And I just want to say that I'm looking at your boobs, but I'm talking about your nails. You look great.
Thank you. Appreciate it. I agree. I send back that compliment.
Popping. Everything is popping. Tits are popping. Nails are popping. Toes are popping. Eyes are popping.
That's because Tiffany made me go to her favorite spot yesterday.
The hot spot.
The spot.
I was so fucking happy just sitting, getting one of my favorite things done mm-hmm. with my people I love. It was amazing.
I feel like if anyone's listening.
If you're out there.
If anyone's out there, I know at least my mom will be listening. And if you follow Tiffany on Instagram, she's always at this place for like a few years now. You've been going and I've never been. And she's recruited me into the cults now, the hot spot.
It's amazing. It's a vibe. I love it.
It was good.
Yeah.
I will say.
And they just have like dogs and babies and
everywhere.
I mean, really, they don't. Okay, scratch all that because it's a nail salon. But right. They do happen to have really cute dogs there. And people that bring their babies there just happen to be really
celebrities.
Cute.
Celebrities.
Yeah, all the things. So.
And like millions of nail colors. But anyway, this is not an ad. I was just, you know.
Right. This is going off on a tangent.
I just
quick.
Have really bright nails
today. Let's bring the train back on the tracks.
Bring it back in.
How's your week been? Anything new?
Well, not really. I mean, I did go to Florida. I finally went out of my apartment this
week.
Oh,
shit. You went to Florida?
I did.
Florida is fucking lawless right now.
Well,
okay.
I first of all have antibodies. I got tested for COVID antibodies because I had it in June. I did get tested for it right before I went. And I still got a COVID test just to make sure. And it was negative. And we drove. I was with my mom. So all good there. But it was for my grandpa's birthday, and
happy
also,
birthday, grandpa.
Yes.
Okay, what is the name of that place he lives at, like all the people, all the old
the
people
villages.
Party? The Villages. Yeah,
it's
everybody
lit.
Knows about this place.
Yeah, if you Google The Villages, the first thing that pops up is The Villages STD. Apparently that's like not real, but someone said it along the line and thought it was funny, I guess. So
I'm definitely going to live there when I'm older.
Oh.
Not because of the STD part. I don't.
Oh,
not have STDs. Fuck.
They just have a lot of stuff to do there. And
a lot of stuff to do or a lot of people to do?
All. Both things. Yeah. It's just really cute there. It's like Disney for old people. And it keeps getting bigger and bigger every day. Like they sell a house a day there.
What?
They build a house a day there.
What the?
It's insane. Like it's actually.
Okay, that's crazy.
It's actually insane. They're building a bridge right now over the Florida Turnpike. Which is also insane.
Okay, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So let's put that on our list of places that we're going to either live or visit when we're really old.
I mean, by the time we're ready to retire, it'll be the whole state at that point. It'll just be Florida is the Villages, which might be great, actually.
Okay, well, cool. Well,
anyway, that's all I have going on.
Anything fun or interesting going on the trip?
Found out my grandpa was a radio DJ.
Oh, shit.
Rock and Ron. Yeah.
Oh my God.
In high school.
Wow.
Yeah, that was pretty much my cousin's bridal shower. That was pretty much it.
Well, I do have
a lot more going on than me.
I mean, it's subjective. Most people would say this isn't a huge deal, but if you know me or anything about me, you know that I have a 5-year-old and we have a codependent relationship. Some would say it's unhealthy, but I fucking love that girl.
It's like borderline unhealthy.
I mean, I think she's the coolest fucking kid ever.
She is.
And she also thinks I'm the coolest mom ever.
You are.
I mean, I think. Actually, I think so. I don't think she really
she
thinks that.
But
I like to
think
that. She
is like your shadow. She's always wanting to do and say everything you do and say, which is also can be bad, but also good.
She's a cool kid. Okay. Yeah. All that being said, something happened this week and it was a little traumatic. Okay, but this is a traumatic experience for moms, and I don't think that this is talked about enough. She started kindergarten.
Dun, dun, dun.
Tears literally rolling down my face as I'm even thinking about this.
Sam, proud of you for even just getting that out.
I know. I said I couldn't talk about it, but that was before she actually went. And the tides have changed, I believe, on how I feel about the kindergarten experience since she's gone off. So before she went, I thought, you know, this is going to be the worst experience of my life. I was getting...
Not to be dramatic, but...
not to be dramatic, but I mean, again, like I said, we're codependent. So I thought it was going to be a hot mess. So take her, drop her off, And it is kind of scarring what a mom has to go through when they drop their kids off to kindergarten for the first time. Because,
well, in quarantine too, I feel like it's worse right now.
Well, yeah, because it's already outside of us being in a pandemic, which I don't even think you're actually allowed to say right now because we're fucking in a pandemic. But outside of the whole fact that it's weird to send your kids to school with like a mask and all the craziness that you know is going on, dropping your kid off with strangers and just driving away is a fucking weird thing. Like, when did we accept that this was socially just like supposed to happen? I mean, I get it. They need education, and I'm not going to be the one to educate her because she would not end up where she needs to be. But it is scarring. Like, you drop them off. You hope that people in there are taking care of them. You're not actually sure because you've never met these teachers before. The concept of kindergarten is wild.
And it's a bunch of kids you don't know either. So she could be bullied. She could be a bully.
She could be a bully.
I don't think she's a bully.
No, I don't
she's
think so.
She's too nice. But she's too like empathetic to be a bully.
She really is. She has a caring little soul. I love everything about her.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're sitting in the car after you drop them off, and then you're just crying for a couple hours by yourself.
Walk away. Did she ever like look back at you when you were walking away?
Oh, yeah, she did. I've heard stories about moms that, you know, they're really upset because the kids walk away. This will totally
be
you.
That was my mom. I was like, bye, mom.
Yep. Peace. See ya. Didn't even look back.
See you later.
Headed out.
Maybe. I don't know.
So I'm sitting in the car. I can't lie. I cry for about 30 minutes in the parking lot. The next thing I know, like, fucking school ground security guard is knocking on my window telling me, I mean, ma'am,
you can't sit here.
You don't have to go home, but you cannot sit here because we have to lock the gates because there's a lot of security protocol around the school. So that was mortifying, but, you know, I got out of there.
First day?
Yes, this was
every day.
No, since then, which is what I have to talk about, how the tides have changed, because I thought I was going to be like, I didn't think I'd be able to handle myself or the free couple hours I had. So drop her off. Security guard kicks me out. I get four wheels out of the parking lot. And I'm like, holy fuck. What is this feeling? I'm a little fucked up. Do I have diarrhea? I shouldn't have tried new probiotics on the first day of school. Like, that was a really bad idea. But then it hits me. Like, I can do whatever the fuck I want to do for the rest of the day. Well, until I have to pick her up. Yeah. Right. But there's a lot of thoughts racing through your mind. It's like, I'm fucking going straight to the mall. I'm going to Forever 21. I'm getting a cheetah print crop top and a mini skirt, and I'm fucking prancing around somewhere. I don't have a kid. I can do anything today. But, you know, or maybe day drink.
But then you do have to pick her up, so you can't really do that.
So all these thoughts, you know, flee really quickly, because then I realize, like, I can't get a DUI or in a car accident in the car rider line. Like, if I fucking rear end Susan's Escalade, her brand new Escalade, it's going to be a big deal. And then Eliza's going to be like the weird kid at school with the crazy mom and,
that you know, up drunk
in her new slutty clothes.
Crazy mom throwing up drunk.
Okay, what is wrong with that, actually? No, seriously? Okay.
A lot. It's illegal for one.
Okay, it is. Okay.
Aside from that, you know, whatever.
And to be serious, I am in a co-parenting situation. Please do not come after me, Eliza's dad. I'm totally joking about most of this.
She would never. Trust me, I've tried to get her to just have one drink while we're doing this podcast, and she won't do it.
Yeah, because I'm a cool mom.
Because in like 3 hours, she has to go. I'm like, you can't have a glass of wine. Because in 3 hours, but whatever. Well, I respect it, but
yeah,
okay. I'm mad about it.
So I go from thinking like this is going to be the worst experience to realizing I have all this freedom. And it is a weird thing. You do feel a little bit of guilt thinking, you know, is it okay to accept that you're okay with the new amount of free time? And yes, I am cool with it. So I have totally, my mind has shifted. Drop her off, celebrate my freedom, and then, you know, go pick her back up without day drinking. But I will not. So I know I am a little bit different some of the moms there, and I will adhere to their social norms of not drinking in the car rider line, but I will not ever fucking wear a Lululemon tennis skirt ever.
Mm-mm. With a little polo and a visor.
Oh my God. The collared shirt and the, okay, I do love a visor though, because the
It's a hair, good hair. It's a good, better for your hair than a hat.
I can have a high pony, like, and it's still like a little bit of a slutty pony
and
with
hair
the visor.
Not sweaty.
Yeah. So I do like that. Anyways, I obviously, my life revolves around being a mom and all these cool, fun things. let's talk about you, Lauren.
Well,
you're single.
I am.
And you're single in a time that is like the wild, wild west. Like,
yeah. I mean, it's
what's
always
going on there?
It's pretty much always like that for me. Tumbleweeds left and right.
That is not.
Only because I don't actually try to date. Despite the fact that I went on a reality show, that really just kind of fell in my lap. I did not seek that out. I did audition for The Bachelor, but I knew nothing was going to happen with that. So
that's not true. Bachelor people, are you listening? Lauren?
No.
We're manifesting.
I only went to that because it was like right down the road. And I was like, well, I can't not go to the open call. But I know enough about the show where you don't get cast from the open call unless you're like invited to the open call. Mm. So I'm just nosy and wanted to see. But despite that, it was actually easier dating on a reality show than it is in real life.
Well,
I don't really do it much.
Probably because there's not a lot of swiping. Like you're stuck with these people.
Well, it's different now that the pandemic's hit too. Mm-hmm. It's like, I always kind of feel like this, but now I'm like, I have to really assess, like, is this person worth me getting off the couch for?
And potentially getting a pandemic worthy virus.
Which, been there, done that. That the second I started dating someone this in quarantine, I got fucking COVID. So
And if you heard anything from our first episode, you'll kind of know a little bit about what's happening. So
can't
go check
confirm
that out.
That it was from him, but I wasn't around anybody else. So.
Oh my god, it was lit. You hung out with him one day, and then next day you fucking had COVID. Okay,
I also cannot deny, but still, I'm like, but even since I've had COVID, and like I know at least for a few months I have antibodies now, and like whatever, but I'm like, is this person worth me leaving my apartment
and maybe putting on some makeup for?
And yeah, I'm like. And also, like, what do we do now? I don't want to go into a restaurant. And also, if you eat outside of the restaurant, it's so fucking hot. Then I'm like, okay, well, they're going to see me just sitting there sweating like a
tit sweat
sinner in church. Isn't that what they say? Isn't that people in Gainesville?
Okay. Oh, a whore in church?
Oh, is it a whore?
A whore in church.
I thought it was a sinner in church.
Okay, that probably sounds better.
Sweating like a whore in church. but yeah, I was sweating like a preacher in church. Let's be real.
Total sidebar.
But I don't want to be sitting there sweating in front of someone if I actually like them.
That's true.
So what do we do?
What do you do? How do you navigate that?
I haven't really done it in quarantine. I've talked to some people on dating apps, but I haven't actually pulled the trigger. Because the two people that I was actually making plans with, that they initiated the plans, added me on Instagram. And then, like, they were making the plans. They were like, let's do this. Let's go here. Blah, blah, blah. We just didn't pick out a date. And I was like, okay, cool. And then they added me on Instagram, which is like weird. And then they both just ghosted, but they still kept following me.
Wait, what?
And then I unfollowed them after like a week or so of them not responding to me. Cause I was like, okay, well, I don't know you. I don't care about you. So I don't want to follow you. If we're not going to hang out, like, why am I going to follow someone who I don't know?
Okay, wait. I have so many questions. Okay,
does
so
that even make sense? Was I just talking in a circle?
No, it does make sense, but I do have questions about the concept of ghosting. One, I've never had a dating app. Somehow I always end up in really long relationships and I've never had to use one. Thank God. But I do. Okay.
How nice for you. So happy for you.
Anyways.
I've never been ghosted. I've never used a dating app.
Okay, well, I feel like that could be kind of fun if you're dating, because it's like, you know, you're going through a catalog of like paints for decorating your house. It's like, but it's a dude. Like, I think that would be a fun thing if you were single.
It's
obviously
weird,
I have no interest.
We don't care about anybody. So like, honestly, if you ghost before we were making plans, but if you at some point, if you ghost in the middle of making plans and actually meeting up, I don't care about you and you. I don't care about you. I don't know you.
Okay, that's weird. But how do you, if somebody does ghost or you get ghosted, how do you decide when you want to like follow up on if they're alive or if they just ghosted you? Like, how do you determine, okay, I need to maybe like call their friends or their family? Like, are they okay? Did they get abducted or were they just being an asshole? Like, when do you determine, like, okay, this is the route I'm going to go?
It depends. Like, if it's just if we're just talking on the dating app and I never even gave them my number yet, even, or even if I did, but we never actually met in person, I don't care. I just don't care. Because I'm like, okay, well, cool. Like, if you are just, I'd rather be ghosted at least. Like, honestly, in that situation, I'd rather just be ghosted. Cause I'm like, all right, well, if I'm interested enough, I will like throw them a bone one more. Cause sometimes I don't pay that much attention to my dating apps, you know? Mm-hmm. I'll go on it like once every couple weeks, I feel like now. But I mean, cause I'm just not interested in anybody on there mostly. I'm not talking to anybody. But I mean, if I don't meet up with the person, and even if we've almost made plans, like, I might throw a bone out there, like, you know, something.
One last Hail Mary.
Something like, depending on the conversation, I'll throw something out, like, a little one-liner, like, to get their attention again, to see if they're still interested. But if they don't respond after, like, a couple days of that, you're out.
Then we're done. Move on.
And then I delete them on Instagram. I'm like, why do you add me on Instagram and then you stay following me on Instagram if you have no you're not going to respond?
That is so weird. I have no ability to understand, like, the thought process behind that.
I'm just like, why do you want to? Do you just want to vet me out on my Instagram before we hang out? Like,
that is so bizarre.
I don't understand.
Okay, let's role play another scenario. What if you go out with someone one or two times and it's like, it's going good, you're feeling good, and then out of nowhere you don't hear back from them? Like, how do you know if they didn't die? Like, what do you know? Like, how do you figure that out?
You don't.
So,
well,
it's just bananas.
It's a hard life out there. I need all of you people in a relationship to think real hard before you break up with whoever you want to break up with.
I agree with this. I have no interest in ever being a part of the dating world. It just seems I hear many bad stories. Even if I've been in a relationship for over 4 years now. Very happy.
Again, so happy for you. No, am happy for you.
Okay, great. But I will be honest, relationships take a lot of work, a lot of energy. And to get to the point where you've been with somebody for over 4 years, it's like you had to almost kind of just kill yourself and start a new one to be able to maintain a relationship with somebody else. But that's just like how it goes, I believe. Maybe I've just been in hard relationships. I don't know. No, I take that back. Bert, I love you. Like, we're not in a very hard relationship. I think that we're amazing.
Any relationship after a couple months is hard.
Because you get into the nitty gritty of like potentially thinking about molding your life with another human.
Especially because y'all both have give and take too.
Yeah, we both are co-parenting. So it makes it even
harder.
Yeah. But now it's like once you put in the work on the front end, it's like you can fucking coast. And I have no interest in going back into what I would say is the wild, wild west, the dating world.
Even relationships, I feel like they'll always be hard. But as long as both people want to try to fix or make it work, then that it'll work.
But do you think because dating apps and everything have made it so easy that nobody cares to put in the work? Like, is that something that
100%? Which same for me too. Like, I don't really want to put an effort because I'm just like, okay, well, fuck this guy. If he doesn't want to hang out, cool. I don't know why he sat there and made all these plans and then ghosted before he picked a date. Because I'll usually just throw out like, okay, cool. Well, I'm available, you know, Thursday after 6 and Friday after 2 or something like that. And then I kind of leave it up to them to do that once we've already like made the plans. But yeah, I just like, I don't have the energy and I don't want to be in a relationship just to be in a relationship so bad. Like, if we're already not communicating and we're already not showing interest, like, we're done. Like, honestly, ghosting, it's in the beginnings, ghosting might be the nicest thing you could do because it's like, okay, well, if he's ghosting me now, it was only going to happen later. So I'd rather it happen now because when it has happened is when I'm like, are you fucking dead? If not, you're going to be. Why? What's your fucking problem?
Oh my. Did you just admit on a recording that you're going to kill someone?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I did.
she's real murderous, guys.
No, fucking but
be careful. Wait, you just said though that
after
it
a few
was
dates,
too,
you can't ghost. You have to at least be like, I've done it too. It sucks. I don't want to have to do it. But sometimes after like 3 dates, you know, you're like still not really feeling it, whatever.
But what sucks
after
about
that? You have to tell them.
I've never had an issue with telling somebody like, this just isn't good for me. I'm out. Like, I've never been scared to say that because I don't know. It's just like, why not? Like, what do you have to lose?
Well, in the beginning, I don't feel like it's needed. Even after one date, really. I mean, depending on how it went, I don't really care. We just feel like I just don't make plans for our next one.
Okay, but what if you do have plans? Like, you say, okay, we're going to meet at XYZ, and then they don't show. What do you do?
I've never had because that happen, so okay. I don't know. I'd probably just call my friend.
But, like, then you have to – this is where I don't understand. Like, how do you decide – if you have to follow up because they could be dead?
Well, that's why I'm always late for stuff, especially for dates. I always show up like at least 5-10 minutes late for dates too, because they'll usually text me and be like, hey, I'm here. And then I'll know that they're there. They're like, hey, I'm here. I got us a table at blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, dope. I'm pulling in now.
This is all way too complicated for me. God.
I know.
If anything happens,
it's too complicated.
God
for
forbid
me.
I have to be single again, I will never date. I will live a life of
solitude,
of masturbation, and just hanging out with my girlfriends.
Yeah,
I'm gonna.
I mean,
live
honestly,
that life.
That'll be a more satisfying life at the end of the day. So
it just seems like way less work, and I can work out and just fucking, I don't know, do weird shit and have to never answer for it. Which, I mean, now I get to do weird shit.
I mean,
not
relationships
answer for
are
it.
Pros and cons. Being single, pros and cons.
Yeah. Give and take.
I think being single is really fun, mostly pros. But the cons are dating. Dating is all cons. Con artists, negative experiences.
Con Air just popped up in my head.
That's, being single is fun.
Is that a hairspray? Con Air?
Anyways. I think it's a brand of like hair dryers or something.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Speaking of Con Air, we are looking for endorsers.
Con Air, if you're listening, you're still out there. Would love to sponsor.
We're only on episode number 2, so you could get the top spot of lead endorser.
Get it now before we blow up.
Get it now while it's hot and before it dries out.
Yes. Get that WAP. Okay. Wet ass press.
This leads me into another question. I know I'm asking questions like you're some kind of alien, but it is so fascinating to me. You said you have been ghosted. Mm-hmm. Are there any where like you just, it made no sense? Like you're still have question marks?
I don't still have question marks, but definitely in the moment I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Especially it's mostly makes me mad when they are the ones initiating everything. Mm-hmm. And making me, I was like, I feel like tricked, hoodwinked, bamboozled, led astray, because it's like, okay, you're giving me this shit and then like telling me all these things I like, what I hear, the sweetest stuff, to where I'm like, oh my God, this is such a good guy, to where I'm thinking now I'm so lucky to have found this person. Like right away, instant connection. We're hanging out every single day, talking all day, that kind of thing.
But are there any, I want then, specifics. Is there a specific time where you felt this way?
So okay. This happened. So met him at, you know, my friend Taylor, mm-hmm. met him at her Christmas party, mm-hmm. and really hit it off. He was like, it's always the guys who I'm not even actually physically fucking attracted to anyway. He's not ugly, but he's just not necessarily somebody I would have walked up to, but mm-hmm. he was so charming. And, those are the worst kinds. Like, I'd rather just be fucked up.
Like, how did you feel though when you like connected with him?
I was like very, you know, standoffish, kind of mm-hmm. like being sarcastic and like trying, I don't know, like just testing the waters kind of thing. But it was fun. We were all drinking. It was a really fun party. And then he lived near me. I drove to the party. I didn't like drink for the last like few hours. So drove home, and he lives literally in the apartment next to me. So I drove him home. He kissed me in the car, and it was like this magical.
Sounds like a Taylor Swift song.
Yeah,
he kissed me in the car.
It's a fucking Lifetime movie situation. It was Christmas time, even. Those, you know, it was a Lifetime.
The lights are twinkling, like you're feeling good.
Right.
The eggnog's pouring.
I mean, he followed me around like a damn puppy at that party, too. So it was just like, everyone always thought we were together anyway. And I was like, no, I just met him like a few minutes ago. He just won't leave me alone. But he was so persistent and so charming. and so like fun to hang out with that I was like, and he's the kind of guy, like everyone liked him. He didn't know anyone at this party really, and everyone just liked him and he was fun, you know? And I loved that. But then it took a turn.
Oh God, I hate where this story's going, because you're being set up. Like, you think you go from not being interested in this guy at all to thinking like, yeah, oh my God, he's a great guy. He's already following me around like a puppy. Like, this is going to be an easy bag for me.
Well, also I like that he could just talk to whoever. That's like one thing I really want in a person, because I've dated guys who are more shy in the past.
And you have to babysit
like,
them at the party.
You're like drag them around. Yeah. Like, I'm cool with being at a party and we all go our separate ways and just meet up randomly. It's fine for me.
Yeah, you're not really one to like babysit anybody.
No. Unless I want to be around you, I'm right. Not like, not that I don't, it's whatever. But yeah, so basically we hung out every day for 2 weeks, which I know 2 weeks is like 2 weeks, but every single day for 2 weeks, and he initiated it.
Okay, wait, I don't think time. I know the exact situation you're talking about. I think I know the person. Can you give me like an indicator of the name, even though you don't want to say the name? Oh, wait, is this the guy that we nicknames. Ran into at Hawker's?
Yes. Well, let's call him Hawker.
Oh my God.
Let's call him Hawker. Ew.
Oh, I hate this guy.
Yeah, he's the worst. Now I know he's the worst.
Oh my God.
That's I didn't the realize with this is how you guys met. Charismatic guys fucking fall for it every time. Maybe I just need to date a guy who's shy. Doesn't talk.
Maybe that is what you need.
Only talks to me and that's it. That's it. He talks to nobody else. But I mean, I dated a guy kind of like that for about 4 years, so I mean it worked.
It almost worked.
He was social with like his friends. He was social, but if he met anyone new, it was like harder. He like took a while to warm up. Unless he was like drunk.
Get that a lot,
which I get that too. But yeah, so going for these charismatic guys is a little risky there.
Okay, so you guys hang out for 2 weeks.
Yeah, literally every day, and he's initiating all this stuff. Like it, yeah. So and he's like told his parents about me, like all the things. I'm like, oh my God.
I can't believe this story is about to end in a ghost. Okay, I know. Keep going.
It's a bad ghost too. This is probably the worst ghost I've ever had. Like, I cried, and I don't ever cry usually when I get ghosted like that. And I was like, why the fuck? I think it's because I felt so tricked. I was like,
for sure.
I'm not an easy person to like get to that emotion.
Totally win over, right?
Yeah, I'm not an easy person to get to that unless I feel like you are totally, I have to feel like you're obsessed with me before I even start to kind of like, give you.
You have to sign your life you over before I give.
I need to make sure, sign your name in blood that you like me, and then I will start
and
liking
then I will
you.
Open up.
I will start liking you.
I will put one of the four walls down so you can put a foot in the door.
I will peek my eye in the doorway. Yes. So yeah, but he was so sweet and all my friends really liked him and blah, blah, blah. And then it was New Year's, and he went to Nashville with his friends for New Year's, and I didn't we just met, you know, I wasn't going to be like, I'm going to come to Nashville with you. Burp, burp, burp. It would be weird.
Especially New Year's, because that's like, you're saying like, okay, this is it. We're starting a new year together.
Also, like, I had spent maybe like a few days with him at that point, mm-hmm. but maybe like a week at that point, I guess. I guess it was almost 2 weeks at that point, mm-hmm. but I didn't really know him. He could have murdered me in the car. You know, like, I didn't really know him like that to go on a trip to Nashville with him. And he also didn't ask. So, and I had plans. I had people coming over to my apartment anyway. So I didn't want to be that guy. And he's with his friend. So I'm not trying to like text him 24/7. He would text me every once in a while, let me know he was there and said Happy New Year and all the stuff. He came back a day later than said he was going to, which didn't really think much of because he was hungover, you know, after New Year's. Didn't think much of it.
It's getting suspect for me already.
I know. Red flag. And then red flag should have been when he wasn't really texting me that much because he was a big texter and caller guy. But then when he came back, he was like, oh, do you want to come over? I'll make you dinner. And I was like, okay, I'm not going to say no to that. Right. I hate making food. So went over, we hung out. He was being really weird, but I just thought he was tired from his, you know, he was staying up all night. It's New Year's. He was like with a bunch of friends drinking. So I just
he's got
really,
like the Sunday scaries, yeah. But New Year's scaries.
It was like a Wednesday. I wasn't really thinking that much.
He turned
of
up
it.
On a Tuesday. I got
with
it.
New Year's, it was like a Monday or something weird. So it was really weird. But yeah, basically after that, I spent the night. I didn't want to spend the night. I was like, oh, I'm not going to. Like, you're tired. I'll let you go to bed. And he begged me to stay the night. And then woke up the next morning. He was like, you know, I'll text you later, blah, blah, blah. He went to work. I went to work. So that's Thursday morning. So didn't, again, he's like this guy, I'm thinking he's obsessed with me. So he's always texting, always asking me to hang out. So Thursday, didn't hear from him all day Thursday, all day Friday, all day Saturday. And like middle of the day Saturday, I was like, okay, fuck this guy. I was like kind of worried on Friday. Uh-huh. But then I was like, no, fuck you. I think I texted him maybe on Friday. I was like, are you okay? And he never texted me back. And then Saturday, I was like, he's dead to me either way. Whether he's actually dead or not.
Wait, if he would have just died, you're like, okay, fuck this guy. He's dead.
I mean, I would have been upset, but I was like, but
are you just going to go and die on me?
I knew he wasn't because he also says he was like, oh, I don't use my Facebook, so don't even bother adding me on there. Fucking red flag, big ass red flag
suspect.
There.
Suspect. Oh, shit.
Because then I did go find his Facebook, and it says, as of that Thursday at noon, which keep in mind, or Friday, Thursday, I think it was that Friday at noon, which was like less, it was like barely 24 hours of me getting out of his bed. This is after he's come back from Nashville for his trip.
Oh God, my butthole's clenched so tight right now.
Mine too. But then Friday at noon, he changes relationship status to being in a relationship with some girl that I never heard of. And I was like, oh, fuck. I'm sorry, what? You're just, I was like,
you're fucking
kidding
me. So
then I texted him. I was like, by the way, I saw this. I don't know what the fuck your plan was here after hanging out with me for 2 weeks. And then like, were you just going to what? Ghost me and never see me again? Like, we have mutual friends, you dumb piece of shit. Okay. And like, I was going to see you eventually. I've ran into him since then millions of times. Once was in that same month and he tried to hook up with me so hard that night. And I was
Okay,
you're a trash person.
Rewind.
While he had a girlfriend.
Rewind.
He's
what did he
multiple
say?
Multiple times tried to hook up me with that girlfriend.
What did he say to you once you screenshotted that you had seen he had a girlfriend? Did he respond to that?
I think so. And he made me think it was his ex that he dated for like 6 years. And I was like, I get it. Like, if you get back with an ex, like, whatever. You just could have told me. Like, I don't care. I mean, I'm like bummed out, but you don't have to like ghost me, you fucking idiot.
So he only like, ghosted you technically for like a couple of days, and then he
because
gave
I
you
sent
some...
him a long text and was like, I saw this, I'm done. Like,
wow.
Obviously, I'm done. Like, I mean, clearly he is too. But like,
right.
He's got a whole ass girlfriend. But she lives in Nashville, so I was like, what's your plan here? Were you still gonna try to like date me and hook up and stuff? Like, what was your end goal here? Like, I just want to know. But he made me think like that it was his ex. And so I kind of like me having an ex that I dated for a long time too, and knowing how it was when I got out of that. It was like a long time ago, but knowing how it felt when I got out of that relationship, you know, I was like, I get it. Like, it's easy to fall back into that, whatever. But then I found out it was a whole new girl.
So he just met this girl and then a couple of days later.
No, they had been hooking up for like months. And apparently he told her about me. I don't know if I believe that. But he told her about me in Nashville. And she basically gave him an ultimatum. Like, we're not hooking up anymore. Or we're dating. You have to be my boyfriend.
Okay. I mean, but good for her because.
I don't know if she actually said that.
Right.
I don't know. She
doesn't. But a lot of times the women out there that give men ultimatums, I mean, ultimately they kind of get what they want because.
Well, either way, they get what they want.
Right.
Either she would have let go of a guy who was hooking up with other people anyway.
Yeah.
Or she gets a boyfriend.
I know we always joke about, just in people general joke about women that give ultimatums are like kind of crazy.
But
I mean,
sometimes you got to do it.
They're kind of bossy. They're getting places. They're doing things. I don't know. If I had to start throwing out ultimatums, maybe I'm going to choose that option.
For some reason, I thought you said ultimatoes.
God, it's
throwing those old tomatoes.
I talk so fast for a Southern girl.
No, it just sounded like that to me.
Ultimatum.
Old tomatoes. I'm throwing those old tomatoes at them. Maybe we should start saying that instead of ultimatum. But
yeah, for sure. The old tomatoes.
Like hit him with those old tomatoes.
Hit him with the ultimatum.
Yeah, we should write that down because that's hilarious, actually. I want to start using that. And then people would just be like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, the old Gainesville girl needs to work on her pronunciation if she's going to do a podcast.
Pronunciations.
Fuck me.
Anyway, okay, I guess I should have hit him with the old tomatoes because I'm the one that got fucked over here. But
fucking old tomatoes.
But really, did I get fucked over? Because this guy's skeezy anyway. So clearly.
Now that I know the guy that you're talking about,
we
had a weird ass experience with him.
But
he was not only sexist and racist.
He was dating that girl.
Ew.
He was trying. He was like, he would FaceTime me even. this whole time, like for almost a year, he's dating this girl.
Did you tell this girl? This girl deserves to know. Do we need to call her right now?
They weren't, after a certain point, I was like, she doesn't care. Like, just for other reasons. I don't think so, but I think they're still like hooking up every once in a while.
I just still feel concerned that this girl needs to know what happened.
She has to know. And also, this was like 2 years ago at this point, so whatever.
I need closure. I need to find this girl.
Wait, and to make all of matters worse here, this was literally like the first guy I dated. This is like 2 months after we filmed the show, Love is Blind.
Fuck.
So I was already like in a fucked up headspace anyway. And then like feeling very vulnerable and like willing to open up.
Because like you had gone through some shit on the show. Yeah. And if you don't know what happened, then go watch Love is Blind.
But even then, like you still might not know because I only showed him like a little bit. But it's like you go through so much stuff there. And like I just like had all these like realizations about my life and like all this shit. And he's like the first guy that I was like dating after that. And so I was like, you know, fully ready to be vulnerable and be in that mindset, do the whole thing. And then this shit happens. And I was like, okay, well, I'm never doing that again.
God.
Never dating anybody else ever again.
But you actually did multiple times and it got
even worse.
It got scary after that.
Yeah.
I do feel bad though, because I feel like I've set you up with a lot of people and they've all been really bad.
You only set me up kind of with the one guy, and it's because I begged you guys to, thought he was so hot. And you know what? At the end of the day, yes, he was crazy. Yes, we had a psychotic relationship there for a little bit, but at least he never ghosted me. He never, like, he was always very upfront.
He was upfront with his crazy. I am down with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I knew what I was getting into.
Don't fucking lie about your craziness or try to hide shit.
Yeah. I'm like, I thought originally I was like, maybe he's like the craziest person I've ever dated. But now I'm like, no, at least he was upfront and aware.
Yeah,
and
like the real psychos.
That was me. I'm the one who did that willingly.
The psycho people are the ones that like can act fucking so lie. Sweet. Ew, I
they
hate
act so
that.
Nice. Like they're a good guy. Like they're different. Blah, blah, blah. No.
No, yeah,
trash.
Same different.
They're all trash.
You're just like a serial killer. The people that can like hide all their shit.
Yeah.
And be basically heart murderers. Like you're a serial killer.
No. Fucking yeah. Agreed.
Commit yourself.
Could not do it.
Okay.
If I'm interested in somebody, you'll know.
Well, this has been a very
a rant.
Interesting anyway. Last couple of minutes.
Yeah. Last, I can't like 20 minutes, I'm sure.
I can't wait to hear more about all these dating nuances. I feel like we should put you through some sort of social experiment so we can talk about it.
I've already been through two. One on the Burt Show, one on Love is Blind. I'm done with the social experiments. They don't obviously work.
Okay, fine.
We should put you through one. Maybe you can take over my dating app.
I am a living, breathing social.
Wait, why don't you create a profile for me? Tell Burt that you're going to do this.
Oh, your ass
is
going to end
be
up
so fucking funny. If you, on your phone, create a whole profile for me.
Oh my God,
me,
can I please do
act
this?
Act like you're me. Yes, we're going to do this. I actually do want to do this.
Oh my God, you just, that's genius. But hold on, I'm going to end up getting your fucking ass married because I have this weird thing. It's
she's
like,
good. She's good.
When Lauren wants to know when, like, what she should say in a text or how she should get a guy to, like, kind of pursue her.
Well, because I think I'm too blunt. I'm like, yeah, come over here. Because if I want to hang out with them, I just am saying like, yes, come over. I'm ready now.
You got a dangle carrot.
I know,
just a
you're
little
good
bit.
At like, you're good at that, and I am not. I'm like, and also I will say like too much. And Tiffany, I'm like, is this okay? And she's like, delete all of that.
Fucking delete the whole thing and send one word back with a picture of your asshole. Like that's all you have to do. They will be at your door in 2 seconds.
Tiffany's like, why did you write a whole paragraph to him when all he said was, where are you? I'm like,
she's trying to say like, okay, well, I was here, but I am going here next. And like then 30 minutes, maybe potentially
and
we're
these
going
are the
here.
People that I'm with.
And then like
yeah. Here's what I'm wearing.
No, like you need to, if he says, where are you? And you need to say like,
well, I don't know. Where are you?
Where are you?
Where do you want me to be?
Or maybe just like take a picture of the corner of the bathroom and say, cat and mouse, come find me. Pooping. Oh my God. Okay.
Where am I?
4 years in, I still don't talk about poop.
Not to him.
I'm still fucking dangling a carrot.
I never want to be that comfortable with that guy. With any guy.
With my boyfriend?
I never want to be that comfortable with any guy to where we're talking, we're like farting and talking about pooping. I don't want to
ever. Ew, throw up. No.
Even the guy I dated for a long time, though, that's like 3.5-ish years, I guess. But we never got. We were at the point where we could do that around each other, but we just wouldn't say it. I'm not gonna be like, oh, I gotta poop. Like, I'm not doing that.
No.
My roommate is like that with her fiance, and I'm like, y'all are disgusting.
I mean, I guess that works for you, but then I feel like inevitably that ends up in people that, that are in marriages, like where they kind of hate each other because they're like kind of grossed out by them secretly. So,
but they're both doing it, so they both are fine with it. Ugh. And so I think they're actually genuinely okay with it.
Okay, then that's great for them. But me,
for it, me though, and for you,
that doesn't do anything for me. I want some type of allure. I love like. The idea of sexiness is sexy to me. Like, it, I don't.
Sexiness is sexy. That's okay. Your quote for the day. Is that your quote?
So just be sexy. When I'm making a sexy voice, I sound like a fucking middle schooler trying to have sexy. A deep voice.
Just be sexy.
Just be sexy. Okay, but seriously, here's the tip. If you want to keep your relationship hot and sexy,
don't talk about poop.
Just keep trying. Like, pretend like you're dating all the time. I swear to God, that's what keeps stuff fresh and new.
They don't need to know everything. Everything.
No, but if you are going to tell them everything, tell them about something, everything that's so interesting. Like, I can't even say what I was about to say because it's so interesting. Only my boyfriend can know about it.
So interesting what I'm about to say.
But like maybe on episode 3, I'll tell you. So tune back in.
Well, I mean, you have had some like uncomfortable, gross moments with Bert, but I feel like that's what I want. I want to just like, we don't even talk about it. We're just like, okay, this is a human thing that happens. We don't need to say anything more about this.
Wait, I don't even know what uncomfortable, weird things you're talking about. And I don't want them to be. Say it? No, I don't want uncomfortable, weird moments to be brought back up ever again to me ever. Because then I'm like, fuck, I'm not as sexy as I think I am.
Trail mix.
Okay, I might one day have to tell that story because that is actually funny.
It's gross, but it is funny. It's not that gross. It could be worse.
For me,
it could have been not trail mix.
Yeah.
But anyway.
It has to do with like sexy time, accidentally laying in chocolate, waking up and literally covered in chocolate because the bag busted. Anyways, like I said, tune back in.
Yeah, well, I'll get her to do it. Don't worry, guys.
Well, so let's wrap this up because I could talk about this shit forever.
Okay, well, I think I'm ready, Tiffany.
Oh, Tiffany, you're ready.
I'm ready to take the tip. Give me the tip, T. Give me the tip, Tiff.
I don't know why that makes me giggle every single time.
Probably because we're really mature.
Just the word tip. Like, I immediately, most people would think like, okay, this is a hot tip. This is great. As soon as you say tip, dick. My immediately, penis. Bam, dick. I see the head of a dick every single time.
That's it.
Okay, but seriously, I am going to give you guys some. This is kind of what I have known for on my gram. So I do a lot of, I am basically a guinea pig for beauty treatments, everything in between, where I just try anything and everything. And I've burned my face, fucking burned everything, I don't know, with weird chemical exfoliants. And I've tried everything just so that I can give you all the hot tips. So here is my favorite one for just makeup and beauty all around. It's the most basic of basic, and we're going to start with that because you got to build a good foundation.
I don't know anything about this stuff, so I love that you're doing this.
It's the basic, and I think every single woman or man, okay, actually I take that back. This is mostly a female thing because men have like really hairy, coarse faces, but if you're a woman with peach fuzz on your face, you need to fucking shave your face. I know it sounds weird.
Well, everyone has peach fuzz, right?
I mean, unless it's coarse. Like, dudes have, you know, hard, you know.
I mean, I do. You do. I have to.
I've done your makeup. I know you have peach fuzz.
And do you hate it? Am I gross?
No, you're not.
Am I like a wolf?
No, but you could be better.
Oh, my God.
Okay, but I have told you that it makes a big difference. When I did your makeup, I was just saying that if you want it, your makeup to lay flawlessly on your skin, shaving the peach fuzz sets you up for a blank canvas with
a smooth. How often do you have to do that?
I do it like once a month, and it's super easy. I know it sounds a little bit scary, but you get one of those. I get the razors off of Amazon. They're called Tinkle.
Again, with the maturity, we both.
It's called Tinkle. Or just any, they look like little eyebrow razors. And basically what you're doing is you're just running the little razor over your entire face where you don't have dark, coarse hair. I don't do the dark coarse hair because that is a whole nother story.
How do you know if you have dark coarse hair?
You don't have any. You would know if you're a female and you know, it's like you have a little stash. You're not, no. You don't have any dark hair on your face.
Which is weird because my hair is dark and thick.
Yeah, but you have like, you know, light hair on your face.
Good.
You don't have a mustache, right?
So not you, today. I shaved it.
Maybe just peach fuzz. Okay. So that is, and if you want to go into like specifics of how to actually shave your face, it's called dermaplaning. I always say shave your face because I think that's funny. Dermaplaning.
It reminds me of, you can go shave your back now. What's that from a movie?
I feel like that's Mean Girls.
It has to be something
so
like
many
that.
Great quotes from that movie.
You can go shave your back, your face now.
Just go shave your face now.
That's the tip.
It exfoliates your skin. It sets your skin up for just like a dewy, glowy look. And that's what everyone's looking for. Because there's nothing worse of like, you do your makeup all perfect. You look in the mirror and you're like, I'm fucking looking good. And then you walk out into the sun where you think you're supposed to be like magical and glowy. You know when Edward Cullen, like...
glistening.
He's glistening. Everyone assumes that's what's going to happen. But then you look in the sun and it's like, you look kind of like a baby gorilla who showed up with foundation and lashes on.
Oh my God.
I mean, I did not call you a baby gorilla just now, but...
I know you didn't.
But maybe you don't have a lot of hair on your face. You do have a little bit on your face.
I'm like feeling I'm like petting myself.
Do I have hair on my face? You can only pet yourself if there's a lot of hair. Like a baby gorilla.
I don't feel anything though.
It's kind of like on the chin line where you get a lot. But it makes a huge difference. Anyways, this is taking way too long to explain. I screamed the first time I did this because I was so happy with how smooth my skin is. I'm gonna dermaplane your face right after this.
No, yeah. I don't want to.
Why?
Because I won't commit to it.
Oh.
Hi.
No privacy around here. Just fucking walking in on the. I'll be honest, guys. We're in the middle of podcasting in my downstairs guest room, and it's like we have it set up like a little studio, but you know we're in the middle of a pandemic, so everybody in my house is working from home.
Goes.
So people are just fucking walking in. You know, my boyfriend just walked in on a Zoom call. He's like trying to find an empty room around here, and everyone's fucking talking everywhere.
His little face too.
He was like, oh shit.
Like that little meme with the baby where he like runs in and like runs out. That was Bert just now.
Yeah, just trying to find a quiet room in a pandemic is
He was just trying
hard.
To figure out a way for this podcast to be all about him. Yeah. So rude.
I mean, I've already talked to him about I've talked about him like four different times in here.
Just rest assured, we're fine.
It's fine. And hopefully he'll listen to this and give us some good tips on editing because he hosts a radio show and he's way better at this, which is why I've honestly deduced that I never wanted to do a podcast because the bar is set so fucking high for somebody I literally live with that I'm like, I could never do something like this because I'm with a pro every fucking day. People are going to listen to this and like, have you not picked up any tips from your pro ass boyfriend?
No.
So I've been like, you know what? I don't want to fucking do it. The bar is set too high. Yeah. But then
but
I decided.
I will say, I feel like now I can hear people out there. So if you hear anything in the background, just ignore. It's all fine. We're all good here. We're not in a club or anything. But yeah, it's whatever.
I'm just surprised that like the dogs aren't barking and fucking just the wild, wild west.
I would think if anyone, it'd be the dogs, not Bert.
How many times have I said wild, wild west today? Like four times.
I've missed that. I didn't even know. But okay, well, where were we? Any more tips?
That was the tip.
To take?
Just Google shaving your face.
Okay.
Shave your back, shave your face. Trust me, you will love it. The first time I did it, it was a game changer. It will change your life. I'm not kidding.
Okay, well, I appreciate you giving me your tip. It felt good.
So does that mean now it's my favorite time of the week?
Oh, yes. Are you thirsty?
I'm thirsty.
Do you need some tea? Do you need to sip some tea?
I would like a cup of tea.
Because I've got a cup of tea, a hot piping tea for you today.
Do you have ginger and mint?
I do.
Oh, wow. I'd like it right in the cup of tea.
Oh, and I'll even sprinkle some honey in there. But anyway, that was our really good British accents. But yeah, so I will be doing spilling some tea with you guys because Tiffany doesn't know anything about anything going on pop culture. So I just have to always explain these things to her.
You're my personal lifeline to like the outside world. If I didn't have you, I mean, I'm basically an alien when it comes to this stuff because I don't enjoy pop culture. I love research and education and all these fucking nerdy things. But I do have to be a little bit in the know about this stuff. So like weekly, I just like she gives me a 5-minute synopsis of like the most important shit. So I'm just going to we're going to do the same thing for you because she's going to give it to me on the You're podcast welcome. And everybody else is going to get it.
You're welcome. Okay, so let's see. I wrote this down. I just write stuff down randomly now, but I wrote this down last week. Miley Cyrus came out with a new song.
I'm sorry. I'm giggling about. Why? I just had a flashback of the fact that I know so little about shit, and I called John Legend last week Mr. Lennon.
But it's funny because she's like, I love John Lennon. And I was like, what?
Oh my God. Okay. Okay. Different, anyways, go ahead. Finish your story.
But yeah, so Miley Cyrus, you know her, right?
Oh my God. I fucking love Miss
Cyrus.
Miss Underwood.
What?
Oh. Like Carrie Underwood. Okay, right. Anyways, not
Miley
funny.
Miley Underwood. Love her.
No, I do really love Miley Cyrus. Like, she is my spirit animal. Yes.
It's so good.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with it. About time she came out with a new song because I'm like a good new song. No offense. Fucking love Miley, but.
Oh, I love every song she's ever released. I feel like it just hits me in a different way.
Have you listened to anything since Bangers?
Album? Yes. 100%.
You liked her album that.
Yes.
The was one that released was like, for free?
Like the one that, hold on, I'm going to actually look up the song that I'm obsessed
with. The one
with
like Baby Talk on it. Like it was like a whole weird album.
Yeah, I'm a fan.
The one where she like has that weird music video of like shit dripping on her face. And that's the missing music video.
Slide Away is the song that I fucking love.
No, I'm talking about before that. There was an album, a whole ass album she came out with a few years ago that was she dropped for free because she knew, I guess, it was not good. But
The one with Malibu on there?
No, different, whole different thing. There was a whole album right in between all that. It was like, I don't even remember what it is. But if you look up Miley Cyrus.
She Is Coming? Is that the name of the?
No, it's like, that's her good stuff. I mean, I guess she has had more good stuff than I thought of. But this was like with a different band and everything. It was something about like Baby Talk.
Thing. Oh, wait. Miley Cyrus and her dead pets?
Yes.
I've never. Okay, maybe I haven't heard of that stuff.
Oh.
Milky, Milky, Milky.
Yeah.
Wait, is this the one that where she did Kim Kardashian was in a video of hers?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't know of any video.
I'm an alien. I fucking
know. I don't know of any video with Kim Kardashian and Miley Cyrus in them. But
okay, anyways.
But yeah. But basically, so I know, did you listen to that interview with that podcast that she did?
Oh, yeah.
So
mostly because I'm obsessed with Miley Cyrus. Like right. I said, I know all of her music, well, except for the ones I don't know.
Except for the whole album I've never heard of. Love everything she's done. But yeah, she did this interview with Call Her Daddy, and they said that, like, she basically finally admitted that everyone thought that she had lost her virginity to Nick Jonas.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone thought that.
Fuck. I do love Nick Jonas.
I really do.
I have a thing for guys like that used to be in a boy band but are not anymore. It's like
technically they are still in a boy band because Jonas Brothers are a band. I
get this wrong every time.
That's the last concert. If we never get to go to a concert again because of this whole COVID thing, that's the last concert I went to. It was in November, the Jonas Brothers, and it was amazing.
He's like my top three favorite male artist of all time. Like I have a playlist that's like sexy time, and it's like the entire album of Nick Jonas. Oh my God, what was the name of the album? Fuck.
I don't remember.
2016
either.
Was a doozy or something. It's something like that. Yeah.
I remember what you're talking about, but I don't remember exactly what it is.
Chainsaw, fucking love that song.
Bacon, have you heard that?
Oh my God, I fucking love that song.
It's on my party playlist.
I love that song.
But yeah, so basically she finally admitted that she actually lost her virginity to Liam Hemsworth, which I know you know at this because you listen to the podcast, but I think that's just the craziest thing. This whole time, everyone thought it was Nick Jonas.
I just love when she's like, no need to dig up old bones. I fucking love her.
But she also never told Liam Hemsworth until 10 years freaking later.
I mean, if you're going to tell a lie, fucking stick with it forever, I guess. Yeah.
But yeah.
That's going to be shocking to some people that don't know anything about
yeah,
her or listened to that podcast.
I think the most shocking thing was like, not that she lost it to Liam, because that makes sense, but that she didn't tell him he was her first because she thought it was going to be lame. And she was 16. That's so young.
Wow.
Like, I feel like that's fine. You don't need to have sex when you're that young unless you do.
That's but, something.
Yeah. I don't even know. Also, she doesn't smoke weed anymore.
I know.
Or drink, really.
Wow.
I'm wondering if she takes edibles and doesn't like smoke weed, but she like...
No, she is like 100% sober. She's on the path of...
That's crazy to me. I never thought we'd see the day.
But I mean, I think people that like are so...
She seems really happy though. Yeah, happy for her.
She's one of those people that I can totally relate to. Like once she gets on board with something, she will dedicate her life to that premise. So yeah. Now she's like dedicated to being sober. Mm-hmm. When she was a weed smoker, she's like, I'm dedicated to being a fucking pothead. Like she does it. She goes big or goes home. That's it.
That's very true. I'm not like that.
I can relate to that. It's like if I'm going to try something, I'm going to be the fucking best at it.
No, I can dabble and be fine.
I'm not a dabbler.
Yeah. I some things I want to be obsessed with. Some things I mostly just dabble.
Yeah.
But, okay, also, Katy Perry, Orlando Bloom, you know, they're having a baby.
They are.
Well, she's been pregnant for a while now because she just had it.
Oh, so she was pregnant for like 9 months.
She was pregnant for maybe like 9 months.
See, I knew that. See, I do know what's going on.
Yeah.
Hot news. Katy Perry was pregnant for 9 months and then had a baby.
News. Wow, I'm shocked at that.
Wow.
Well, it's a girl and they named her Daisy Dove Bloom. Are you kidding me? It sounds like a cute cartoon character.
I immediately thought of Daisy Duck.
Yeah.
What's her name again? Daisy.
Daisy Dove Bloom.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Is that?
It's like flower, bird, flower.
Wow.
Word. Yeah.
I wonder if they're going to get matching tattoos of daisies and doves and flowers.
I mean, I would. But I guess they're calling her DDB. Maybe they'll call her DD. That'd be kind of cute.
If you say DDB, I immediately think that's some sort of like
Dave
acronym
Matthews
for.
Dave Matthews Band is the first thing I thought of.
Oh, I thought of like double dick.
Double dick bitch.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
DDB.
Don't Google that.
It's like a DDB sounds like a sex move to me for sure.
Yeah. Oh, hit me with the old DDB last night.
Like, oh, fuck. You got hit with that DDB? Oh, shit.
But
double dick in the booty. Okay. Weird. No, anyways. Yeah, sorry. I'm sorry. God. I can't control myself. Fuck me.
But they also, she's already a little philanthropist because they made her a UNICEF thing, I guess. Like a UNICEF donation page on her behalf.
Wow.
She's just popping right out, already doing good
work.
What's
she up to? Do we have a running tally on like what she's at right now?
I do not know. I do not know. But yeah, so cute. And then,
well, that was a great ketchup.
Well, also, I don't
I just
know
thought
many,
of ketchup, like ketchup and mustard.
Here's some more for you. Here's some mustard.
I gave you the ketchup.
Here's the mustard.
Give me the ketchup and give me the mustard.
One more thing is that, which I don't know many details on, and I really need to look more into this, but Meg Thee Stallion, you know, she got shot in the foot by Tory Lanez. He shot her in the foot because he was like mad at her.
What the fuck?
Yeah. But she didn't tell the cops like exactly what happened, I guess, because she didn't want him to be like. And she was still like looking out for him, which blows my fucking mind. I'd be like, this guy shot me.
Wow. I mean,
but because he's like a black man, you know, like she didn't want the police to like do anything crazy.
Okay, I get that.
Yeah. I mean, damn.
Because it's scary right now for.
I know.
Wow.
But I mean, Tory Lanez. And so now all these rappers like are coming out and they're like, we're not working with him. Like people, I think JoJo had an album, not JoJo Siwa, JoJo.
Oh, I know.
JoJo.
You know, too little, too late, JoJo.
Yes.
Oh my God, look at me.
Yes. Ching, there ching. You go. I had to make sure because I know you do have like a 5 or 6 year old.
Did you see how big my eyes got? I was like, oh, wait, JoJo, which JoJo? Oh,
you're
fuck.
Like,
blah, blah, blah.
I know. I know
what was that song?
Well, just know JoJo Siwa would not have a song with Tory Lanez on her album. But I think she cut the song I heard. Like,
damn.
Out of her album. So, or maybe cut him out of the song. I don't know. But. Yeah, so people really hate him now.
Shit.
So,
well,
he's being exiled.
Okay, so
he wasn't arrested.
That's a hot tip.
Though.
Don't shoot
in the foot.
Your partner in the foot, because
just punch a wall or something.
Punched a wall one time.
Did you break the wall or did you break your hand?
I put a hole in the wall because I'm a psycho.
No, because I'm a psycho.
But I
the way you said that, too, whispered it. Anyways,
I'm cool until I'm not. Okay, but speaking of mustard, I just had this random thought of this story about mustard where I was at a party and someone squirt. They were setting up a video of my butt.
I just realized I don't like the word squirt. Continue.
I love that word.
It's because you went squirt.
I was getting set up. So somebody was taking a boomerang of somebody squirting mustard on my butt. And it was a great video, honestly.
Wait, like, this is a real boomerang that exists?
Yes.
Someone squirting mustard on your butt?
I could show you the Instagram right now.
I'm going to need you
they posted the story of getting the mustard squirted on my butt. And then an ex.
Is this on your OnlyFans account? If you go to her
OnlyFans. mustardonly.com.
DDB mustard.
Okay, but I'm looking for that right now. Anyways, they posted it. My ex sent me a text and was like, oh, I fucking love mustard. And Bert, I was with Bert at the time.
What?
I mean, I don't think he actually said that. He maybe just... Oh, I
fucking love mustard.
Okay, I exaggerated that buns. Whole thing. Oh, that is very clever, Lauren.
Did no one think about that?
Okay, maybe that's why they took buns, the video.
But mustard. Oh, shit.
Maybe that's why they took the entire video, because it was like putting mustard on a bun.
Who did this to you? I have so many questions.
His name's Trey. He's fucking funny.
I've never heard of this person.
He's friends with Molly and Joel.
Okay, well.
But... He's like a clever, witty, very hilarious guy. It's not weird that he would do it, because he's just like known for doing funny, weird stuff like this. But the issue came with the ex, who commented and said something about hot mustard.
Loving
or
hot
something.
Mustard on those buns.
And it just happened to be an ex that had a lot of drama filled background story. And Bert just like didn't love that he said that. So he wanted me to rectify the situation, and I just
publicly
no, he wanted me to like tell him to never talk about mustard on my ass again, basically.
Not ever. Something you never thought you'd have to say, really, you
know? Yeah, like, do not fucking talk about me like that. All mustard is equal or something.
Keep
I don't know.
My name and mustard out your mouth.
You summed that up way better, and I don't know why I started this story, but okay, that's where we're gonna
ketchup and tea,
ketchup, yeah. Mustard, yeah. Anyways,
well, now, though, we can go moving right along.
I'm excited because we're at the end of the podcast and I can stop talking.
Yes.
I do love to end everything on a really positive and inspirational note.
Love the quote.
I'm going to leave you guys
a positive note
with quote. An inspo quote. I read it this week, actually, and it has kind of stuck with me. So here you go. You will continue to suffer. If you have an emotion.
Damn. First of all, is right out the gates. I feel attacked. Anyway, continue.
Can I continue Start my over. Fucking inspirational Sorry, quote just... without you making fun of me, you freaking cynic? Okay.
You just can't do that to people. We're in COVID times.
You will continue to suffer if you have an emotional reaction to everything that is going on around you. True power is sitting back and observing everything with logic. True power is restraint. If words control you, that means everyone else can control you. Breathe and allow things to pass. Sylvester McNutt. Quit laughing it's at
like,
my quotes.
It's like Tweety and Sylvester. So honestly, Sylvester in that cartoon, you know, the cat.
You didn't even fucking listen to my quote.
Here's my problem with that quote.
Okay.
You're basically telling people to not have emotion. You're like, don't react to anything.
It's
just
basically
sit back like a fucking sociopath, take notes.
Like a Virgo.
Like, always forgive, never forget. Like, that's the vibe there.
Maybe because of the way
true
I said it.
True power is restraint. Like, no, sometimes true power is yelling at someone when they need to be fucking yelled at.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Maybe if I didn't say it so seriously, it would come off a little bit lighter.
I think the way to...
It's basically saying don't let other people control you.
I have a good quote for this.
Okay.
That sums it up way quicker.
Let's hear this.
Because it's actually a quote. It's a real quote.
Let's hear this philosopher.
Not one out of my brain.
Philosopher Lauren.
Philosophy. What else say?
Oh my God.
A new segment?
Did you just come up with something great? You just fucking robbed me of my inspo quotes.
Sorry.
Okay. Philosophy. What else say?
But yeah, so basically you're... What is the fucking quote now?
This is great philosophy.
It's an actual quote, not one I just came up with. So that's why I'm having a hard time remembering this. But it's basically like you control your emotions. You probably heard this quote.
But
it's like 10%, 90%, that whole thing. You know what I'm talking about?
You did a great job.
Like, Oh, fuck. Now I gotta look this up. It's gonna bother me now.
Okay, hold on. I'm like a, let me try to guess this because I am like a quote junkie. 90% of your reaction. Wait, no.
Something like that. You're on the right track. 10%
is your reaction. Oh, wait, no. The circumstances.
Math is so hard.
It's 10% circumstances and 90% reaction. It's something along that line.
It's like 10% is what's happening, like what's actually going on, and 90% how you react to it.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's like. Great job. Great job.
Something
up.
Like that.
Great job of trying to rob my segment and make it your own and then like not doing a good job of robbing it.
Well, hey, that's what I'm here for.
Well, we'll end with that, guys. Ooh, do I have permission to exit now?
In a second. Keep that door open.
Okay. I have my foot propped in the door.
Life is 10% what happens to me and 90% how I react to it.
And I'm going to let you have your moment. Wow. That was profound. Thank you. Now do I have fucking permission to exit?
Please leave. Please leave.
Okay. Wait. No. You're making me feel like you just kicked me out. I asked for permission to get up from this table.
You
don't act like you're kicking me out.
Everybody, you all have permission to get the fuck out. Exit. The building.
Bye. Fucking bye. Bye. Bye, bitch. I wouldn't say we made it, but we made it through. We just had Moose and Mac and we met him, dude. I wouldn't say we made it, but we made it through. We just had Moose and Mac and we met him, dude. I wouldn't say we made it. We didn't make it up. We just made a way. We gon' take it up. We won't fade away. I got too many dreams. Gotta stay away. Ask me if I change, yo, it's night and day. I told the backstabbers, put the knife away. I'm trying to get my family to a nicer place. Room for everybody, but no room for hate. Everybody eating off the nicest plate. When it all comes together, yeah. When it can't get any better, yeah. Play this when it all comes together, yeah. When it can't get any better, but you better keep on grinding, keep on rising, keep on shining. They forget, then you remind them what we call a perfect timing. But you better keep on grinding, keep on rising, keep on shining. They forget, then you remind them what we call a perfect timing. I'm like, hey. I know I gotta keep going. Drop at 5 in the morning, come on. I wouldn't